The Sumerians refer to their land as Kengir, K-E-N-G-I-R, and that means the country of the noble lords. Their name does not refer to a geographic location on Earth, even though there may be a geographic location on Earth called Sumeru, right? Cool. We ain't gonna argue that. What I want to share with you is that the Sumerians, like a lot of ancestors during this golden age of advanced science, their name holds a secret to their spiritual land of origin. So they didn't name themselves after any geographic location. They named the geographic location after a spiritual location. And that location is in the summit point of the earth, or what we call the summit area, which is the root word of Sumeria. The Sumerians had the name Maru, there to encode this spiritual place where everything in creation originates from, okay? When we talk about the Sumerians, the Tower of Babel story is very prevalent in their culture as well. This all-seeing eye represents a holy land that's the highest point in our cosmos. And what I have on the right here, this picture on the right, this is Serer cosmology, S-E-R-E-R. And you see that our Earth is the underworld here, surrounding the mountain of Maru. But at the top of this mountain, there's a city, a holy city. And this is the base reality where we all originate, the seed reality. Okay? So the all-seeing eye represents this sort of place that's detached from the physical reality, and where the physical reality ends, this spiritual reality begins. And so the capstone is detached because this marks a spot in our cosmos where physicality ceases to exist as we know it. We change forms. The Tower of Babel being knocked down is a representation of how the Taurus field folds back inward at the sky vault. The god El, aka the all-seeing eye, is the deity responsible for the tower falling. The top of Mount Maru is being decapitated by El, the Reaper, the Ripper. The syncretism is due to the fact that what caps Maru is the energy of the pole arching up and outwards, expanding the sky canopy to the outer ring. This is also referred to as the stone that the builders rejected. So this is because this is the part of our universe that can't be built. Energy can't be created or destroyed, but the release of energy is the foundation of all things. Life is all about the release of energy. So as I move forward deep into this, you know I'm gonna make it simple and leave no stone unturned. So what I want you guys to consider before we go any further with my presentation here is that when we talk about the Sumerians, it's no different than us talking about the Lemurians. We're talking about a people that identified themselves based upon their spiritual origins at the North Pole. Check. When we say the Hyperboreans, we're talking about this advanced civilization at the North Pole. And we have to now consider that today as I present to you so many syncretic evidences that will suggest that the Sumerians and their technology supersede the physical spectrum. And I will also point out that the Sumerians were just one group of many nations during their time that were aware of this very advanced knowledge about the earth. So buckle up, we're just beginning, guys. The Sumerians, like I mentioned, could be an advanced civilization that are referencing the pole area. for in their name, you know. And many people theorize that there may be many advanced civilizations coexisting with us as some sort of overseers or guardians that influence the collective from afar for the sake of achieving the greater good. And that greater good is called the Sanam Bonum, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Sanam Bonum. And that's going to tie into the etymology of Sumeru. And the word Sam is something we need to really pay attention to. We're going to do a lot of etymology here. It's going to be a lot of meticulous research. So a lot of these ancient civilizations, like I was mentioning, the Hyperboreans, the Nordic people, or the Norse people, right? The word Norse is a play on the word nurse, or the word nourish. Nourish, that which nourishes us, come from the central point. That which nurses us back to life, which makes us immortal spirits, is at the Norse Nordic area. And that the symbol of that area is a plus sign when we deal with medicals, medics, nursing, and all that. This is the root word of Sumeru, Sam. Sam, Sam, these are all synonymous, okay? So, again, if you go to etymology and put in the word Sam, right, this is what you will get. Quantity or amount, sum, a total, a collective. But this is the part that we really want to pay attention to, the word Sama. Watch this. This is where it gets interesting. The top. Sam, the top, summit, the chief place. So when we talk about Sam Sumeru, we're saying the top, the pinnacle, and the word Eru is Heru, or a word dealing with aura. E-R-U is another way to say aura, like our human aura. This is the chief place. This is the energy that resides in the highest areas of creation, because it expands from the pineal gland, which is the word pineal is the word pinnacle, which means the same thing, summit, pinnacle, pineal. What the Sumerians were referencing when they called themselves Sumeru, they were calling themselves gods from the Most High. And that wasn't talking about a person. It was talking about a place. The Most High was a place before it was a God. And this was the summit area of our universe, what I just showed you on the other slide, what we need to go back to. So they were referencing that city in the summit area as to say, that is our home. The earth is not our home, because we are spirits. We are not bodies. The body is just an astronaut suit that the Sumerian looked at like he was inside of this body just to explore the earth realm. But he did not identify with the body. He identified with the spirit. There was a point on the earth where you had a bunch of advanced civilizations that they didn't identify with physicality. They simply explored it. When we say words like Sam, Sam, we're going to do some advanced etymology. The word Sam, these are words, how we're able to say words like ensemble, assimilate, right? Facsimile. And this is important because this will show you, you know, how we get words like simulation. We spell it with an I, but it's under, this is the etymology of that. What is it? It's not a prefix. I'm not sure what you would call it, but similitude. Look, this word samsara, which is we're going to be talking about here in a minute. And basically just getting you familiar with the word Sam. What does it mean? Together. Did you know that? That the word Sam means together. So when you say samurai, in a minute, I'm going to show you how the word samurai relates to the word Sumeru. But I got to throw all of this etymology at you to begin with. So understand now that your mind is familiar that the word Sumeria is linked to the first three words, S-U-M. is very important because that ties into S-I-M, S-A-M, S-E-M in etymology, and you can see how all of it relates. Because at the North Pole, everything is being assimilated. There's an ensemble. The simulation is being expanding from this summit area. You see what I'm saying? So at the North Pole, everything is together as one, but away from it, it's divided and we fall as different individuals. On a physical level, everything is divided by time and states of matter. On a spiritual level, there is no time, and the only state of matter is light. This right here unites everything on a spiritual level, divides everything on a physical level. So when we say the word Sam, Samaria, Sumeria, we're talking about a people that were one. We're talking about a hive mind. Yes, let me show you what I mean. The Sumerians, like many other ancient civilizations, were so advanced that they had already achieved a singularity. The true form of a singularity is when man wakes up to the point where he activates his God ability. And when he does that, it should create heaven on earth if his intent is right. And in my research here, I'm saying that the Sumerians were part of a galactic federation on earth, a one world order of advanced spiritual tech kingdoms. And that this kingdom expanded off of the earth into the Nethers and the astral realms. And there was no distinction between the dead and the living, or the spirit and the physical. That is the purpose of the human being. We are alchemical beings that were designed. We are technology that was made to fuse the spiritual kingdom with the physical kingdom. But we can't see how they both are married together. We're not manifesting what we were built to do. There was a golden age on earth where the spiritual realm and physical realm, the lines were blurred because they were marrying the two, building a utopia. They're bringing the same thing back today, but they're only building a hell this time. It's all about intent. We're going to be able to have hive mind technology in the future, where groups of people can share one mind. The ancestors, when they talk about being all on one mind and one accord, they're referencing a hive mind, meaning that these civilizations were so advanced and so in tune with each other and nature that they just became one via the technologies. Now, that don't mean that you can't be an individual either. It just means that they were so telekinetic and advanced, they can read minds. They can explore the dream realm together. You see, they can blend their worlds as one, like I said, as a hive mind. So Sam means together. Like, let me show you the etymology again. Sam, Samaria, Sumeria, Samaria, same thing. Because the sum of a math problem is when you put the two numbers together. What's the sum of 2 + 2? 4. How did you get it? You put them what? Together, like the word say. Sam, some. But I got to show y'all the etymology so that later you won't think I'm reaching. So I'm working my way up from the big bottom to the top. When we say some area, some aru, we're saying the together area. When you say Samaria, you're basically saying two words. The summit area, the highest peak. There's an area on this earth, and that area is the sum of all of physicality. We're going to go deep into this. The Sumerians named themselves after the North Pole, just like the Lemurians did, just like the Hyperboreans did. Everybody is adopting a name that will refer to this origin point where we all come from. So you had a group of people that said, we're going to call ourselves the Sumerians. dealing with the Psalm area. So when you type in the etymology for Meru, this is what it's going to give you. Mir. Mir. Now, when we say the word mir, you got to understand, let's read the etymology. A mir is a pool, a small lake or a pond. Why is that important? Well, this area that they call a summit area, it's its own pool. It's its own pool. In other words, right, I've shown you guys this image here quite often. Let me show you. A mirror is a small pool, not a big pool. Why? Because the smallest pool is mirror or Meru. I want you to look at that. The highest peak in our universe is this mountain, the Psalm area. Sumerians, this is where they're from. They're not from Earth. None of us are from Earth. We are all fallen angels from the Psalm area. Again, the Sumerian was naming themselves after an area that is the Psalm or totality of all things. Is at the highest point up here. So again, let's bounce back here. What we have is the word Meru is a play on this woman called Mary who gave birth, and she is a form of the ancient mother goddess for the old Christian church. Mary is personifying a black hole, a womb in the middle of our earth. And that womb is called Meru. So when we say Merry Christmas, the word Mary is dealing with Meru, right? And Christmas is a mass, a Christ mass, a mass of people at the crease of the earth. And this is what we can show you for that. A crease mass. The North Pole is a split. It's a crease. And that splits through the physical spectrum of reality with what? A spiritual scepter. And then that is the great hall of Osiris. That is what we see all of this opening here. And look, there's a mass there, the dead, everybody we thought died. They're waiting for us right here at the crease. This is the crease mass. And why do we say Mary? Because that refers to the location of it all, which is at Meru, at the middle of it. But the word Mary or Meru is the word mirror. And a mirror is a pool, a small lake, a pond, which is exactly what we're referencing here. The smallest lake in our natures or our multiverse would be mirror or Meru. Every other one would be bigger than that. So a small one, right? It's specific. A small lake or pond. If you look at Plato Atlantis, the mirror would be in the middle. The mirror or the Meru would be this. If you look for the small lake or a pond, the only one would be at the top, because everything else would be what? A river, a lazy river. A lazy river going round and round. A lazy river. That is not a pool or a pond. Everything outside of the center would be a river. And the only mirror is going to be right here. Meru. Mirror, which is another way of saying mirror. A small pool, a small lake right there. So if you want, we get the point on that. Let's move on with the etymology. So again, Marie, which is, I told you, Mary, the Virgin Mary. Mary was able to give birth without a man going up in her because she don't represent a physical human. What she represents is a location where physicality and spirituality merge. What is the root word of merge? M-E-R-E-M-E-R. Mir, Meru, mirror. Merge, merge. All things merge together and become one at Meru. So all of this stuff makes sense now. How Mary is basically another form of Yemaya, the Dogon mother goddess Ama. she gives birth to the universe out of nowhere. All of these ancient goddesses, they just gave birth to the universe and nothing impregnated them. They had a virgin birth, and the universe was conceived out of that birth. And you can read about these origin stories in the pre-dynastic times, a lot of them. And the Virgin Mary was just a plagiarized form of these ancient goddesses. Instead of her giving birth to the earth, right? At one point, we had these goddesses giving birth to the universe or the earth. And then when they started personifying the earth as Gab or the earth god, then they had to personify the womb that gave birth to the earth god as a person too. So we had a cosmic mother that just birthed out the universe out of her womb. That was the original story. Then it became Mary giving birth to Jesus, this virgin birth, this immaculate conception. Jesus were referred to as a light in the sky, or the Star of David of Bethlehem. That is the Big Bang expansion. And we're going to go into that as well. So the darkness represent Mary, the womb, and the light was Christ. So Christ told you, I am the light. Because, and that light was birthed from the darkness, which is Mary Maru, which is what? A black hole at the middle of our universe. This black hole is what they're referring to as Mare Maru. This is how we resurface in this pole area. When we talk about the pole area, we're talking about the pool area. This is what baptism was all about. Coming up from the waters and being born again in this area up here. So when our soul was conceived in the highest heavens, in order for us to exist in the highest heavens, we had to be cleansed. So the original baptism is you being a fallen angel and they putting you down beneath the netters in these underworlds and raising you back up again to the highest point, to your original home at Maru. Our entire life process and incarnation process is a big baptism process. A big baptism process. Let me show you what I mean here. We come from this world at the top, this mountain up here, right? The highest peak. This is where we're from. And we were born down here into the lowest worlds down here, right? Into the lazy rivers. The moment we was conceived up here. And I'm going to show you why in a minute. We finna go over all of that. Remember what I said. We were baptized. The babies that's born in this summit area, they just can't start their life as gods right off the bat. They got to activate their god power by going down into the earth and slaying their demons. Their demons is their damn mans. Those are your netters, your chakra layers, your false egos. It's seven of them. The Hindus said we got seven incarnations. Demon is the root word of demonstrate. Each of these seven incarnations are like seven demonstrations that we're running, or simulations. And they supposed to help us achieve what's called the summum bonum, or greater good. When we say summum bonum, that turns into the sum of all of your incarnations into one being. And that's what the Most High, Almighty, glorified version of the self is. So the pole area is the pool area. The pool area. This is the part of the earth that pulls us. It is a pool and it is a pole. You see these words here, how they all relate etymologically. So again, though, they are worshiping this black hole. This worship of this black stone is the worship of, this is the what they're calling the Virgin Mary. All right, this box, when we tell a woman, give me that box, what are we talking about? That's the womb, the original womb of creation. But now they got us personified in a masculine way in the form of these gods.